Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 52, Kapitul Chof Vav. The David Shofteini Hashem, David HaMelech, reaches out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asks Hashem Shofteini to be a Shofet, to judge him. Kani B'sumi Holachti, David HaMelech says, I went B'sumi. Sumi is Lashon Tmimus. Tamimus means complete in faith in the Muna and Yuhakadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Shofteini, Uva Hashem Batachti Loi Emod, and in you Hashem I trust, and therefore I will not falter, I will not fail, because I trust in you. This is Pasuk Aleph. The questions we have to begin with is, what is the historical time period of this kapitul? What are the themes? What are the lessons we want to take out? And there are three main topics we want to focus on over here. Number one is this Tamimus. The Tmimus that David HaMelech mentions over here. And there are certain themes that we see that come up again and again in Sefer Tehillim. And David HaMelech is telling us we have to review these messages, these lessons. And then there's also a pasuk here which is really the source of a remez, a hint, to the Ma'isa of David and Bathsheba. The Ma'isa of David and Bathsheba over here in Pasuk Beis, Bichoneni Hashem v'naseini. David HaMelech is asking Hashem for a test. Test me, Hashem. Challenge me. We'll have to understand why is that. Since when does a person ask for a test? And then we'll see in Pasuk Ches, we have a Pasuk which we say every day in Matovu. Hashem, ahavti mo'im beisecho mekoy mishkan kevaydecho, a reference to the Beis HaKnesses, the Mikdash Ma'at, which is a very timely topic as we are in the 3 weeks, when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but we do have the Bati Midrashim and Bati B'Knesios, which are referred to as the Mikdashi Ma'at, the miniature Beis HaMikdash. So let's go back to Pasuk Aleph, where David HaMelech is saying, Hashem, Shofteini, Shofteini Hashem. And the Yalkut Shemayi tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you judge me here in this world, David is saying, I won't have to be judged in Olam Haba. Shofteini ba'olam hazeh, ve'al tovoi b'mishpat l'olam haba. And I won't have to be in the mishpat in the world to come. And that's a very important lesson. Life has its challenges, as David HaMelech knows better than anyone else, through Sefer Tehillim, through Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis, Divrei HaYamim, we see the challenges that David HaMelech went through. And yet, David HaMelech says, Hashem, Shofteini here, Ba'olam Hazeh, and therefore I will not have to go through the Shofteini Ba'olam Haba. And this is a lesson, sometimes it's a pill which is hard to swallow. The word kapara. When something happens to a person, it's not for someone else to tell you, oh, you know, you should have a kapara. Because it might be painful for someone to tell you that. It depends who the person is, depends on the context. But we ourselves, we have to make sure we tell this to ourselves. Because it is a kapara. And the more we get here in this world, Shofteini ba'olam hazeh, judge me here in this world. Va'al tovi b'mishpat l'olam haba, and I won't have to come b'mishpat in olam haba. And the Gemara in Erechin tells us when a person puts his hand in his pocket and he takes out the wrong coin, he wants to take out a nickel and he takes out the quarter, whatever it might be, that's called yisurim. I'm sure we're all thinking, I'd love to have those type of yisurim, those type of suffering. Any certain aspect, whether there's a bang of a person's toe, or whatever it might be, a paper cut, to the bigger things, lo yaleinu. Everything is a kapara. And if a person's on the madrega of mamish, a tzaddik, that he doesn't need kaparas, he's just a kapara, he doesn't need these yisurim, it's just, he's atoning for the world of the generation, okay, that's a different level. Gemara in Brachas Daf Hey talks about such great tzaddikim like this. Let's talk about the average person. Dovra Melech is saying, Shafteni Hashem ki ani besumi halachti. I go with you besumi. Besumi means tamimus. What does tamimus mean? The challenges we have is that we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't understand sometimes why things are happening the way they happen today. And if you look in the Parsha, in Parsha Shoiftim, in the Chumash, Perik Yud Ches, you'll see there's a discussion of Choyver Chover, the Shoyel Oivi Yudoini, in Pasuk Aleph, the Dorishel Amesim. There are people who would want to go and find out the future, find out what's going to be. What does the Torah HaKadosh say about such ways? Ki Soyavas Hashem kol Oisi Eila. This is an abomination in Hashem's eyes. Ki Soyavas Hashem kol Oisi Eila. Anyone who does these types of things, it's a Toyeva. Toyeva is that which is disgusting. It's an abomination. Uveglala Toyeva Se'ela Hashem Lekecho Meirisho Yisomi Panecho. Don't be involved with Kaysim Kisamim, Mo'ainen, Menachesh, Umechashev, the witchcraft and the sorcery. Stay away from it all. Says the Torah in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Tomim Tiyeh Im Hashem Lekecho. Tomim Tiyeh Im Hashem Lekecho. Be Tomim, be complete, be pure. Accept what Hashem gives us without asking questions. This is what Dovra Melech is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu here in Pasuk Aleph. Shafteini Hashem, judge me Hashem. Because you know, ki ani besumi halachti, I'm going and walking in the ways of Hashem, of your ways, besumi halachti, with tmimus, uba Hashem batachti, and I trust in you. I trust in you. I don't understand. And that's what bitachin is. I trust in you. If we understood everything, we wouldn't need the bitachin. It makes all sense to us. Now, I want to share with you something. I don't have an answer to my question. And sometimes when I don't send out a shir, a tilim shir, a week goes by and a few days more go by, I have to tell you, I'm working on it. And I've spoken to different people, Talmidei Chachamim, and when I show this to them, they're impressed, but they don't have an answer yet for me. So maybe someone listening to the shir has an answer, and please reach out to me. The pasuk says, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Lekecha. Be pure. Don't ask questions as the psukim were following all of the ways of trying to find out the future. We're not here to try to find out the future. We're here to live bitochim with tmimus in Hashem. But if you take a look at the Targum Onkelos, the pasuk says, Shlim tehe, you should be complete, bedachalto the Hashem lekoch. You should be complete with what? What does it mean, dachalta? Dachalta means yira, with the fear of Hashem your God. Be complete with your yiras shamayim. Be complete with your fear of Hashem. And to this, I don't understand. Why is it specifically when the pasuk says, Tamim tiyeh im Hashem lekecho, you should be complete with Hashem. You should have bitochen in Hashem. You should trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you see, why is there a concept of yira, of fear? Where does that come into play over here? So I don't have an answer for you. And Mitzvah Hashem, one day we'll have an answer. But this is step one. David HaMelech is telling us to live a life of tamimus. Because as we have learned, it's not just David HaMelech who is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when we read these words, Shofteini Hashem, judge me, ki ani besumi halachti, v'Hashem batachti. Chazal explained, the Mefarshim tell us, that David HaMelech is saying, I am not like those people who are fake. They express themselves outwardly one way, but inwardly they're a different type of person. Ki ani besumi halachti. We want to be these type of people who can be pure, who can look ourselves in the mirror, and the same external is the same internal. The same people that people look at us outside is the same person we are inside as well. Now we come to Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis, Bechaneni Hashem v'naseini. David HaMelech turns to Hashem and says, Hashem, give me a challenge. Test me. And the obvious question is, why is David HaMelech asking Hashem for a test? In order to answer that question, we have to know what a test is. We have to understand what a test is. And this is the same question and the same understanding whether a person has a test and a challenge in life, or whether he goes to a gym and he exercises and he starts with 100 pounds and then he goes to 115 pounds and he's raising the bar literally and figuratively. A test is a nace. Nace is a banner. A banner is held up high. The word nace, v'naseini, David is asking for a nisayon, a challenge, a test. And he wants to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am on your side. I am worthy of being elevated because I'm elevating myself. I'm taking this test that you're going to give me and I'm going to pass this test. What's the purpose of the test? To come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the main goal we have to understand right now is every single second of our lives, we're breathing, that means Hashem is going to give us a test. What's the purpose of this test? So we can have a kiras elokim, so we can have a closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to know this because when we understand how Hashem runs the world, we're not going to throw in the towel when things get tough. Because Hashem is saying, I love you. And I'm going to give you this nisayin so you can come closer to me. Here, David HaMelech is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to come closer to you. Check my chilyoisai. Check my innards, my inside, my kidneys. Chilyoisai are my kidneys who give me the advice. And you'll see I'm pure and I want to come closer to you. And there's all discussion in the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Zion that David wanted to come closer to Hashem, just like the Amos HaKadoshim came closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they had nisyonos, they had tests, and they were challenged, and they passed the tests. So therefore David says, okay Hashem, test me as well. And Chazal tell us a person should never bring himself to a test. And they say, you see, David brought himself to a test, and he failed the test. And what was this test? So Hashem said, it's going to be a topic of arayus, immorality. But Hashem didn't tell him what the test was. We gave him an idea of the topic. Just to understand what this pasuk is referring to, we're not to delve too much into Shmuel Beis of the Ma'isa of Dov Bat Sheva, because that deserves a whole hakdama, a whole introduction. And Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin and the Arizal, these Svarim HaKadoshim, they really give us a proper understanding of what exactly was taking place at Dov Bat Sheva. Let's just start with a little understanding what the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Daf Kozayin, where the Gemara tells us that David HaMelech, after he asked Hashem for this challenge, B'chaneini Hashem and Naseini, for this challenge, for this test, he finds himself on the top of a roof of one of his buildings, and he sees a bird flying around. And David, as the Melech, as the leader of the army, pulls out a bow and arrow, and he goes to shoot this bird. And I was wondering many years ago as to why would David be hunting this animal? Is this in the nature of David HaMelech? The truth is, we know David had this redness, this blood inside of him. And he actually was training himself so that when he goes to war, he'll be prepared against his enemies. So he pulls out his bow and arrow, and he aims and he shoots it at this bird. But he misses, because this bird was no ordinary bird. The Gemara tells us that bird was really the Yetzer Hara. And it was disguising himself as a bird for the purpose for David to shoot that arrow, and he would miss, and then the arrow hits a curtain, that behind that curtain was Bathsheba, and he saw her bathing her hair, washing her hair. And then after that was the whole Ma'isa of Dov Bat Sheva, which is not for now to go delve into, as we had mentioned. This is the beginning of this discussion of B'chaneini Hashem. That was the Nisayon. That was this test. And after David HaMelech did not pass that test, and in fact, the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah on Daf Dalid Amud Beis on the bottom. The Gemara says that the truth is that this Nisayan with Bathsheba, it was really to some degree out of David's control. Says the Gemara, Da'amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Loi David Roi Lo Oisei Maisa, Loi Yisrael Ru'uyin Lo Oisei Maisa. David was not fit to fail that test. And there's a lot of questions that will come up with this discussion. And neither was Klal Yisrael fit by the Maisa Egel to fail that test. And the Gemara brings, we'll focus here just on David HaMelech, because it's the Gemara brings a pasuk, V'libi cholu v'kirbi. Later on, Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Tes, David HaMelech says, V'libi cholu v'kirbi. He killed his Yetzahara. David killed his Yetzahara. So if he killed his Yetzahara, so how's he failing the test? So that's what the Gemara is explaining. That why did David not pass this test? It was to give chizuk to someone who does a ma'isa aveira. So someone who does a ma'isa aveira that looks like what David did, and it looked like David was living with a married lady. And the Gemara in Shabbos tells us already, Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Kol amir David chata eina otaya. Whoever says David sinned is making a mistake. Because the Gemara in Shabbos and Ksubas Daf Tesam and Beis tells us that David HaMelech had it was ingrained in the rule book. Whoever went out to war first divorced his wife, so it shouldn't be in questions of agunus, of a lady who maybe can't get remarried because she doesn't know maybe her husband's not alive. So we're not discussing of a concern of Ashes Ish, of a married lady. The Ran tells us that the reason why, if you read the Psukim, in Shmuel Beis, it sounds like David HaMelech did a horrific Aveira. The Ran, in the Drashas HaRan, he explains, because it's to give chizuk to a person, that if he might have done that Aveira, just like David did Tshuva, he can do Tshuva as well. And there's a very powerful, beautiful lesson that we have to take out from this whole discussion over here. B'chaneni Hashem v'naseini. There's a lot of questions that are arising. We're not going to focus on all those questions right now. What I want to focus is like this. I think if we could go to the root of what we're saying, what's being said over here, I think we'll all agree that we see a tremendous avas Hashem, a tremendous love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for you, for Klal Yisrael, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. Everyone listen to the Shiyum right now. Let's understand. Let's explain how that works. Mechoneni Hashem v'naseini. We said it was the Maisa that David asked for a Nisayin to grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Nisayin, a challenge, a test, is for that purpose. Hashem says, I want you to come closer to me. And no matter how much a child loves his parent, the parents love the child even more. And here, there was a nisayin that David had, says Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai, Loi David Roi Lo Oisei Maisa. David was not fit. Lo Oisei Maisa. As Rashi explains, that it was a gzeiras samelech, it was a decree from Hashem that this should happen. Li kidei litein pischein per le Baal Tshuva. To give an opportunity for Baal Tshuva. Shim yoymar achoytei le'oshuv. Because if a person says, I'm not going to do tshuva because Hashem's not going to accept my tshuva for what I did wrong. You know what? We know you tell the person. Go and learn from the Maisa Egel and the Maisa of David. In regards to a Yachid, you go to David HaMelech. In regards to a Tzibur, you go to the Maisa Egel of Klal Yisrael when they made the Chet Egel. We just said a minute ago, the lesson to teach us over here is what is tshuva? Tshuva is Hashem's gift to Klal Yisrael, to us. That tshuva is saying, Hashem says, I love you so much. No matter what you did wrong, I want you to come back. Tshuva is a code word for avas Hashem. For avas habonim. For Hashem's love for us. And that's when we say these words, V'chaneni Hashem v'naseini, Sofech l'yoyisai v'libi. check my kidneys, who give my the advice, the eitzav to a person how to do things. And you'll see, says David HaMelech, that I'm pure. I really want to serve you. And what is he saying? Pasuk Gimel, ki chaz dechul neged einoy. Your kindness, says David HaMelech, is in front of my eyes. Leneged einoy. Leneged einoy. It's right in front of me. David says, David HaMelech could say, your chesed, you Hashem, your chesed is in front of me. How could David say this? How does he say this? Because in Pasuk Aleph, he tells us, ki ani besumi halachti. I go with tmimus. I don't understand how Hashem, how you run your world. That's your business. That's not my business. I know my business is besumi halachti, huva Hashem batachti. I go in the mahaluch of tmimus. I accept what you give me. Ki chazdech leneged einoy. Your kindness, your overwhelming, your overpouring of kindness is in front of my eyes. Why is it leneged einoy? David Melch is saying, I see how much you've given me. We have to come to appreciate everything we have in life. There's a pasuk malbish. There's a brach we make in the morning every morning. Malbish arum. Hashem clothes the unclad. Malbish arumim. Imagine you go to your closet in the morning. You open up your closet for some clothing, and imagine chas v'shalom, there's no clothing there. And then someone gives you your undergarments and your socks and your shirt and your pants, and now you're able to go out into the world. You're so appreciative of that person. It sounds like a little ridiculous. I'm saying, you know, everybody, we have clothing. Baruch Hashem, we have clothing. Finished. There's a bracha we make every single morning. Malbish Arumim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us clothing. We have to appreciate this bracha. And on Shabbos, when we say the bracha Malbish Arumim, we should be thinking of the Shabbos clothing that we put on. The special Shabbos clothing. And if it's the winter time and it's cold and you put on gloves and a scarf and a winter jacket, winter coat, and you make the bracha Malbish Arumim, and you have all this nice warm clothing and that sweater we have to keep us warm, we should think Malbish Arumim of all those winter garments as well. There's a reason why we make this bracha, not to take it for granted. In Baruch Hashem, we open up our closet and our drawers, and we have all the clothing that we need. And for the different seasons of the year, the different colors, whatever it might be. Ki chazdecho leneged einoy. V'hisalachti bamitecha. Says David. David HaMelech is teaching us, your chesed is right in front of me at all times. I appreciate the clothing, the shirt I have on my back. The socks I have on my feet. The shoes that are comfortable that I'm wearing. Let's go a little further. Where David first, he tells us in Pasuk Dalet and Hey, he stays away, he hates evil, so Nesi Kal Mereim, Im Rishoyim Lo Yeshev, I will not sit amongst Rishoyim. Erechotz Minikoyim Kapoy, I will wash my hands. Some learn this is a reference to Tefillah. I will not have any gezel, any theft on my hands. When a person davens to Hashem, if Rachman Letzlan, if God forbid, he has theft, he has gezel, his tefillahs don't go up to Shemayim. Pasuk Zayin, Lashmiya b'kol taido, l'sape kol niflesecho, to hear and to speak of all of your wonders. Hashem, Pasuk Ches, Ahavti mo'in b'isecho. I love mo'in b'isecho, your dwelling place. Which is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash that David was desired so much to build the Beis HaMikdash. Mekoy Mishkan Kivaydech, in the place where you're Shoichein, your Shechina. How timely this is. And next capital is Chav Zayin, which we say, the David Hashem Oyer V'Yishi, throughout the month of Elul. So we're a little over a month from Elul. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has orchestrated this, that this capital is taking place during the 3 weeks. In a few days, it's Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. It's appropriate for us to understand and appreciate that if we really want the Beis Hamikdash, Hashem o hafti moin beisecha mekom mishkan kevodecha, we have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want to have proper decorum in this Beis HaKnesses, in this Beis HaMedrash. And how timeless this is as well, that literally right now, in the Mishnah Berurah share that I give, we're learning Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, the halachas of proper decorum in the shul, the kedusha of the shul. And the Mishnah brings down that if people are talking in the shul, if they're having conversations in the shul that don't belong in the shul, and you'll ask, well, what are those conversations that don't belong in the shul? If it's not Torah, if it's not Tefillah, it doesn't belong in the shul. Business is not for the shul. Politics is not for the shul. Sports is not for the shul. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's strong words. He says, if a shul is misused, if people don't use the shul properly, then the shul, the Beis Knesses, the Beis Medrash, which is a Makom Kodesh, can chas v'shalom turn into a Beis Oved Elilim, into a house of idol worship. Rachmana Litzlan. We have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to show Hashem that we really want the Beis HaMikdash back. And I'm not even talking about a person who speaks during Chazaras HaShatz or during Leining, where that's the utmost chutzpah. Chazaras HaShatz is for the Tzibur. In the years Tach V'Tat, 1648-1649, he massacred the Jews. Horrific, horrific tragedies. And it's brought down to the Tosfos Yontif. He had a chalom, a dream. And in Shemayim they told him that one of the reasons for these horrific tragedies, these massacres, is because of the disgrace that was taking place in the Bate Knesiyos and the Bate Midrashos, in the shuls and in the Beis Medrash. This pasuk, Hashem ha'afti mo'en b'yisecho mekom mishkan kevodecho, has been placed into Ma'atoivu. When we enter into a shul, we should kiss the mezuzah. We should bow towards the Aron Kodesh, as it is brought down in the Paiskin. Give yourself pause for a minute. And I bow down to you. Appreciate this gift of being able to come to Davin, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his shul. Rav Gamliel Rabinovich Shlita tells us that when a person davens with a minion, the power of his tefillah is unbelievable. He says, I don't understand why people go. That's tzaddikim for brachas. Go daven with the minyan. You get all the brachas you want. And I want to talk to the Nashim Tzidkanyas, the holy women who are listening to the shiurim here. And if you have children, little children, it is extremely important that you do not send those children to shul. There's this unfortunate phenomenon that exists in certain communities where husbands put on this, and I hope no one's insulted, but we have to understand the severity and the seriousness of this topic. And we have to stop doing what's taking place. Husbands are putting on these, I don't know what you call them, little baby package, and the baby sits in front of the husband, so now he has a chance to feel what pregnancy is like, and he goes into shul and he davens like this. It is 100% usur. It is forbidden to bring a little baby into shul. And it's the decorum is important to have where the Noshim Tzidkonius have to make sure that they keep the children home. And when the children are old enough to sit next to their father, that's when the children should go to shul, explains the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim. And he says, if you send the children earlier, when they're running around the shul, you're going to teach them. That's what you do in the shul. When they get older, they're also going to desecrate the shul as well. I was once in the shul where I saw a very cute baby during davening. And they passed around from one person to the next person, to one row, to the next row. This is davening to Hashem? Or this is a kindergarten? There was once this little kid, I was in the shul, and this little kid's running around, disturbing the whole entire davening. And this man says to me, how he really wants to give a slap to that kid. I told him, it's not the little child's fault. It's his father's fault. Why is the father bringing this kid to shul? Running around. The kid's, of course, he's supposed to run around. He's a three-year-old. So this man says to me, I wasn't talking about the little three-year-old. I was talking about his father. To me, that father's a kid. This man was an older man. And he's saying, what a chutzpah. Where does a person have the chutzpah to bring a little child into Hashem's house like this? Would he bring him into the emergency room if he's a doctor? Would he bring him to the lawyer's conference office if he's a lawyer? And I have to tell the husbands, if you want to give your wives a break, and if your wife needs a break, daven at home. Don't come to shul. If your wife needs a break, daven at home and don't bring your children to shul to disturb everyone. There's no mitzvah in that. Give your wife a break. If she needs the break, give her the break. But do not bring the little children to shul to disturb the davening. We should all be zoiche to say these words. Hashem, ahavti mo'ein beisecha. I love mo'ein beisecha, the dwelling place of your house, which we're referring to in this generation, the mikdash ma'at, u'mekoy mishkan kevedecha, and the place where your shechina dwells. And through us showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in action, the proper decorum of a basic knesset and the basic medrash, and we're turning off the cell phones before we go into the shul, that we shall be zoiche to go into the base hamigdash, hagodol, vakodosh, that we should show Hashem that the same way we can behave properly in the mikdash ma'at, we can behave properly in the base hamigdash. We should be zoiche that Hashem should see our real roots and our desire to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. M'heira b'yameinu. Amen.